WTAW News Time is 5 minutes after 7. It's 38 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Tradition Mobile One Oil and Lube, your full-service oil and lube shop on Villa Maria at 2818 next to Rally Car Wash, or at East William J. Bryan next to the main post office. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. The owner of a Bryan-based winery figures prominently in a Texas Tribune article about wine producers losing crops due to chemicals used by cotton growers.
Paul Bonarigo and Messina Hoff, who bought 800 tons of grapes from the High Plains last year, where most of the state's grapes are grown, says the issue is not that complicated.
You know, if we were talking about an axe and I was coming over to your property and I was just cutting something down, boy, that would seem real cut and dry and it would really seem easy. Well, this is the same thing, except it's being done airborne, and that's the difference.
Bonarigo says chemical companies have developed new versions that are supposed to pose less of a threat, but cotton producers are still buying less expensive formulations that do more damage.
The fear is unless those products are taken off the market, the threat is enormous, because human nature is that they typically will buy the cheapest formulations that they can.
Bonarigo says Messina Hoff, which has an economic impact in Brazos County of $30 million each year, is part of a $3 billion winemaking industry in Texas that employs 9,000. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
The first regular meeting of the new year for the Brazos County Commission included familiar names in new places. The commission named a new associate county judge. Assistant District Attorney Misty Swan was promoted following the retirement of Glennis Gore, who had served for 10 years. Swan's appointment was recommended by the county's district judges. And to open yesterday's meeting, County Judge Dwayne Peters welcomed newly elected commissioners Steve Aldrich and Nancy Berry.
We will consider and take action on agenda items 3 through 11. I guess first I ought to welcome two new commissioners to the court. We've got a new year and new staff and new commissioners, and so we're looking forward to the new year.
The weekly business meeting, which typically finishes in less than 30 minutes, was over in 7. For those who drive Highway 6 south of Navasota, yesterday was the first day of a $6 million construction project. The TxDOT District Office in Bryan says through April of next year, 10 miles of new median crossovers with acceleration and deceleration lanes will be built from the south side of Navasota to the Waller County line. Next Tuesday, motorists who drive between Bryan and Iola on Long Trestle Road will have to find an alternate route. TxDOT says there will be a bridge replacement on the Grimes County side of the Navasota River. That portion of Grimes County Road 162 will be closed until May. Local animal shelters could see an influx after this New Year's Eve weekend. Aggieland Humane's Leah White on WTAW's The Infomaniac says noisy fireworks and Monday morning severe weather could have frightened animals into hiding.
Finally realized, okay, it's a little calmer now. I can come out of wherever I was hiding while I was petrified when I escaped.
White suggests cat owners put the litter box outside along with some blankets or clothes that smell like you. If a pet is disoriented, the smell will help them return home. WTAW News Time is 8 minutes after 7. It's 38 degrees. Be part of the show. Text us 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by Tradition Mobile One Oil and Lube. More news at 7:30, or you can always go to our website, WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Be good to your vehicle, and it'll be good to you. Hi, I'm Gabriel Garcia from Tradition's Mobile One Oil and Lube. And while that's a simple concept, it's so true. We're a full-service oil and lube shop with years of experience. And that experience tells us to always go the extra mile for our customers. Like topping off fluids for free on most vehicles and free tire pressure checks.
See Tradition's Mobile One Oil and Lube on Villa Maria at 2818 next to Rally Car Wash, or at East William J. Bryan next to the main post office.
Looking for the latest and greatest in Kawasaki mules, outdoor power equipment, lawnmowers, turf management, trailers, and more? Say hello to WRI Outdoors. WRI Outdoors is proud to be an authorized dealer for Exmark mowers, Steel outdoor power tools, Diamond C trailers, and Kawasaki mules, and our service department can repair anything. WRI Outdoors is proud to be Texan owned and operated. Call 985-5040 or look them up on the web, wrioutdoors.com.
Like politicians, some roofing companies tell you things that just aren't so. Like, we've been in business since 1995. Our advice is simple: trust but verify. Don't take everything that's said as fact. At Schulte Roofing, there is nothing we'll tell you that we're not 100% prepared to prove and back up. For peace of mind, go with the name the Brazos Valley has known for decades. Schulte Roofing, home of the Bulletproof Roof Guarantee.
Schulte Roofing, the home of the Bulletproof Roof.
For more than 70 years, farmers and ranchers have depended on Producers Cooperative for quality agricultural products and services. From a full line of livestock feeds, planting seed and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, you'll find it all at Producers. High performance products, quality service, outstanding results since 1943. Producers on Texas Avenue north of Highway 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
Good morning, it's 7-Eleven. A Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com.
As promised, cooler temperatures have moved in from the north. They're going to remain in place right into the start of the weekend. We're going to be partly sunny overall today with highs somewhere between 50 and 55. Tonight, partly cloudy, 40 to 45. Tomorrow, partial sun. We get to 55 to 60 tomorrow afternoon. Clouds up tomorrow night, 35 to 40. Cloudy, maybe a shower Friday, and cool, 40 to 45. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports and college football, we'll see who's declared for the NFL draft. Meanwhile, former Indiana coach Kevin Wilson may be headed to Ohio State as offensive coordinator. And Brock Osweiler will be taking the snaps for the Texans on Saturday when they take on the Raiders. All the details and more coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
There you go. All right. I don't know. This is really such disheartening news. When I heard this morning about MyPillow.
I like the fact that it's made in the USA. I like the fact that it works.
I personally guarantee that MyPillow will be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Can any company that has a jingle that is that, I don't know, sophisticated and well-produced...
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
I don't know, but that guy sounds like Jesse Ventura.
Yeah, now... So, Chelsea, you've never heard of them, right?
No.
Okay. which I find really great. That's it proves that they've got their demo figured out.
Mm-hmm.
You're not it.
No.
And that's, you know, so there we go. The Better Business Bureau has revoked the accreditation of MyPillow as popular as seen on TV product and downgraded it to an F.
Whoa.
After receiving a slew of complaints about false advertising, the Consumer Watchdog Group reported this week that the Minnesota-based company has been taking advantage of customers with an ongoing buy one, get one free discount. Really? Instead of offering shoppers a pair of standard queen-size MyPillows for $50, which is the price listed for just one at checkout. Company currently offering two pillows for $89.97. Wait a minute.
That is not buy one, get one free.
Continuous BOGO offers, which can then be constructed as an item's regular everyday price, violates not only BBB's code of advertising, but also the accreditation business that is agreed to and abide by all the members.
Womp, womp. Do you own a MyPillow, Scott?
I do not, and wouldn't care to. It's just I find the guy not annoying. His name is Mike Lindell.
Mm-hmm. Most of them are.
Yeah. In his own statement, Mike Lindell, who serves as the pitch man in all the commercials, said he was currently unable to stop the BOGO deals, but would consider making changes in 2017.
Oh, thanks.
That's nice of him.
MyPillow was built on our dedication to our customer satisfaction. Well, Mike... Sounds like they're not.
Yeah.
He said, we run specials and sales for our customers so that we can give as many people as possible the chance to have a great night's sleep. Naturally, I'm terribly disappointed by the BBB's decision.
Okay. You know, I was just thinking, I had a really good, really great customer service experience over the holiday break with a company. And what's sad, though, is that it amazed me. And that, you know, it's become not the norm to get good customer service anymore.
Don't even get me started.
Well, you know, I've got one of my credit cards. I always get a human. Yeah. They answer within three rings, and I always get a human.
And that was with this company. I had to call customer service, got a human.
Yeah.
She was great.
Yeah.
She discussed everything, and we, figured it out. And then also through email conversation, it was great. But the fact that, when you do get it, you're like, oh, my gosh, this is wonderful.
It is kind of a shame.
I always try to make it a point to let them know they did a great job and try to, give them high marks on their surveys when that happens because, oh, my gosh, customer service just...
It'd be a great job if it wasn't for the customers. I mean, and some of those people, they do get people who are a little prickly. I mean, customers can be that way every once in a while.
Yeah.
You have to remember that sometimes, I mean, they say the customer's always right, but sometimes when you're in business, they're not always right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. If they want a little bit too much, then that doesn't work.
Mm-hmm. But it's a vicious cycle because some of us are prickly because we've been dealing with terrible customer service.
That's also true. It's a chicken or an egg thing. Yeah. That's right. 716, the Infomaniacs, News Talk 1620 WTAW. We're in the WC Tractor Studio, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota. Well, apparently Megyn Kelly is going to take her
tush
shoulder off dresses and sequins and head on over to the National Biscuit Company.
Yep. Megyn Kelly is leaving the Fox News Channel after a tumultuous year and a ratings win, only number two behind Fox's biggest show, The O'Reilly Factor. Rupert Murdoch, executive chairman of Fox, said that, quote, "We thank Megyn Kelly for her 12 years of contributions to Fox News. We hope she enjoys tremendous success in her career and wish her and her family all the best." The upheaval in Kelly's year began after she questioned President-elect Donald Trump over his treatment of women during a GOP presidential debate, making for contentious relationships with surrogates.
So what I said very is... unfair.
She was continually harassed by his supporters even after Mr. Trump and Kelly made peace. According to a statement from NBC, Kelly's new role will consist of a new one-hour daytime program and anchoring a Sunday evening news program. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
The question is, will we still see her shoulders?
I'm sure.
I mean, she really works hard to make sure that she's showing one or both of her shoulders.
I like the exasperation, too, of the lady reporting when she's like, she had a tumultuous year.
Yeah, And it's fine. I mean, she's well-educated. She's bright. I just didn't think she had that much gravitas. I didn't care for her. Never have cared for her. But great, she's going to go over there and make $11 billion. And, that's good. That's good for her.
Yeah. We did have a texter who just texted in, and this is just cruel
How did they text us? How did they do that?
They typed into their phone. They punched with their thumbs, hopefully not while driving.
Yep.
979-695-1620.
All right.
And we can take photos. And actually, if this listener is still listening, please send me a picture of the beautiful sunrise that you want me to check out because I don't have a window.
Sunrise.
They said check out the sunrise.
I said I respond
and I can respond. Sometimes I respond to these text messages.
Ooh. There you are.
Ooh.
Okay.
And I said I don't have a window, but I'll tell Scott. Must be nice.
It is. If I had a Twitter account, sure, I'd post it.
So if you have any cool pics of the sunrise this morning, feel free to send them 979-695-1620.
Yeah, it's kind of fun when we get to do that. So it appears the Hillster, that'd be Hillary, will be at the swearing-in.
I saw that.
Yeah, she and her husband have said that they will be there. So I guess they get to be up there kind of close. I'm sure that she probably would like to have a seat maybe right over the new president's left shoulder as he makes his inaugural address so that she could yawn or put devil horns behind him or, whatever she wants to do. But anyhow, so...
I was going to say, she better have a smile glued to that face, put some Vaseline on her teeth so she doesn't do anything that she doesn't want caught on camera.
Yeah.
And,
because there will be a there will be a person with one job.
We call that a slave camera.
Yep.
That's
you
right.
You keep that camera on hills and you don't take it off.
Yeah. I guess you can't call it we'll call it a designated camera.
Yeah.
You can't call it a slave camera anymore. Can't do that. That was a long time ago. Anyway, while the former president
I got our picture.
Oh,
thank
did
you.
Hey,
yeah.
Hey.
From someone else, but thank you. That is gorgeous.
Right,
we'll post that on social media.
Yeah. Hello.
I wonder what the Las Vegas odds and whether or not they'll be wearing purple up there.
Oh, you know, that's right. That's purple is their new color. That's for sure. So we're going to post the sunrise.
Oh, yes. We're getting multiples.
And the reason is, see, today is the perihelion. It means we're closer to the sun than ever than any other day of the year. So that means that's the reason the sun rises. So I'm not really. It has to do with probably a clearer atmosphere and some nice high clouds out there.
But anyway, it sounds nice it does. To say that.
So anyway, Bill, who, by the way, is 70 years old now.
Wow.
Will join, of course, President Obama. He's got to be there. And George W. Bush will also be there. So 43 will
all
be
right.
there. Jimmy Carter, who's 92, will be there as well. So there'll be some former presidents there. I guess they all can, you know, get together and tell stories.
Swap
stories about stuff that happened, fun things that happened while they were there. Yeah, well. All right, anyhow, so that's I think that's very good of the Clintons to be there.
Yes, I think so, too. It shows good taste.
Peaceful transition is what we're all about, and... I mean, and that's really okay if it took her a while to settle in and realize, you know, what was going on there and that she wasn't going to win, but the fact that they're there. Okay, so the Consumer Electronics Show getting started in Las Vegas. They have all these neat new gadgets, but ahead of and before that, okay, so which story do we want to do right now? Smart hairbrushes or the digestive tracker app?
Well, since we can all benefit from the digestive tracker app.
Yeah, let's start with that one.
We can start. It's fine.
All right,
it's fine.
It's 7:20. You know, there are people, 21, there are people who are eating their breakfast, but here we go. Nothing to stop the fun more than, well, a bad case of tummy rumbles.
Mm-hmm.
We've all had it happen, that unfortunate bout of indigestion, but a new digestive tracker may be able to help find out what foods are more compatible with your body. The AIR, that's regular spelling with an E on the end of it, is a portable app-connected gadget that is able to analyze the amount of gas in your bloodstream the way that a breathalyzer would monitor your blood alcohol level. According to the maker of this product, certain foods don't gel with your system.
True. Yeah.
Basically causes a buildup in gas in your gut. And that gas can then pass through your bloodstream into your lungs where it can be measured. So using the AIR takes just a small amount of work at first, like getting a baseline of an empty stomach, doing a 3-hour test session where you use AIR every 15 minutes. Good gravy, Marie, over a three-hour period?
Wow.
Every 15 minutes? Now you have to have an app on your phone to remind you that you have to update the
app. Yeah, you got to set an alarm.
While AIR claims it can help with digestive tracking, it is designed mainly to help people with bloating, abdominal pain, and all the other problems that we have when we have food.
Let me tell you what else you can do.
Okay, yeah.
You can write down what you eat.
That's right.
On a piece of paper, or you can use your phone. There's a little notes app.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then you can pay attention to how you feel. And after you eat that half-pound cheeseburger with extra ranch dressing.
Yeah, it's really easy
to tell. And jalapenos.
You can tell what made you feel a little gurgly.
Okay, that means that you have to be aware of your surroundings. Okay?
No one wants to do that.
You hate when that happens, don't you? All right. So we have stories about, you know, how twins are born in separate years when we do all that first of the year type stuff. And those are interesting. I think yesterday we had a case where there are three different occasions in U.S. America where that happened. But this one's a little odd. In 1980, a girl whose first name is Katrin, and she's from Iceland, which means there's no way that I would ever be able to pronounce her name because they basically just draw letters out of a hat to come up with names. I'll spell it to you just so you'll know. It's GUOJONSDOTTIRE.
Oh, Brown.
Sure, exactly. Uh-huh. Anyway, so what happened in 1980, Katrin was the first baby born in Iceland for that year. Now, 37 years later, She gave birth to the first baby born in 2017.
Cool. Whoa. Yeah, that's awesome.
3 minutes after midnight. And they didn't give us Catherine's child's name, but that's kind of fun.
So yeah. Wow. Yeah, so they have the same birthday and first babies.
First birth within Iceland.
Very cool.
While we're talking about births, Janet Jackson was a mom yesterday.
Hey.
At the age of
50.
Are you thinking about building a new home or maybe moving to the country? Have you found that home site you love? Let Brenham National Bank help make your dreams come true. We're experts in land, construction, and long-term mortgage financing. If you're ready to buy that lot, build a new home, or find long-term financing, ask us to help. Brenham National Bank. We make banking fun. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
Here's Pastor Paul from Life Church speaking about boundaries.
When something is valuable to us, we place a boundary around it. We put up fences, lock up our valuables, and as parents, we set guidelines for our children. If something is valuable, God places a boundary around it. The gospel says that you have value because the cross has made you valuable. When God says no, we learn to trust that He is always saying yes to something better.
Explore more about boundaries at Life Church, Sunday mornings at 10:20. Visit lifechurchonline.net.
Good morning, it's 7:26. News Talk 1620 WTAW. We're in the WC Tractor Studio, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota. Let's check some weather, shall we? Because we got it, and it's kind of the weather we expect in January. It's brought to you this morning by Skyline Communications. In business for your business. Since 1981 with two-way radios and paging service, called Skyline Communications, 775-2929. Going to get some sunshine this morning, 51 after the beautiful sunrise. Thank you for sending that to us so we could post it. 51 for our high temperature today, about 40 tonight. And then 60 is going to be the high temperature on Thursday. Get down near freezing tomorrow night. And then we're going to hit that mark and below Friday. Not a pleasant day. Chance of rain, about 30%, and a high of right about 40 degrees. Low will be down around 28. There's a slight chance of some precipitation on Friday night, so Saturday morning we may have some frozen stuff on the ground. We'll see. I know, kids. Happens on a weekend. That doesn't work, does it? 40 will be our high temperature on Saturday as well, and we'll have some sunshine. And then down to 27, it looks like, on Saturday night. Sunday, 47 for our high temperature and sunshine. So sun helps a little bit. Right now the winds are out of the north at 15. Our chill factor is 29. We have fair skies and 38 degrees out there now.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byinski at BCR Realty, 219-5555, or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Esther Levy of Warwick, New York, recently went to the Cancun Inn, a popular restaurant there that serves Mexican food. She and a friend, a retired judge, were seated, and they ordered two sangrias. And I should mention that Ms. Levy was wearing her Make America Great Again hat and a Donald Trump button. Now, here's what they say happened, according to the New York Post. The server, who had cheerfully taken their order, returned to the table minus the sangrias. She had a message. Ms. Levy and the judge had to leave. The waitress had been given orders not to serve them. Now, on the way out of the Cancun Inn in Orange County, New York, the co-owner confronted them. He angrily told them that Hillary is going to win, the restaurant does not serve Trump supporters, and they should get out and never come back. The restaurant later claimed on social media that Levy and the judge were being rowdy and rude to the staff. An allegation, Ms. Levy says, is nonsense. It was made clear they were ejected for supporting Trump. Oh, and this. The police were called, but said they couldn't do anything because the restaurant's private business and can deny service to whoever they want, which is true. Unless, of course, you're a small-town bakery and you don't want to make a same-sex wedding cake due to religious convictions. Then you get sued and almost run out of business in today's America. Amigo. Learn it, love it, and live it.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
Are you still paying off your student loans? Let me tell you about SoFi.com. Refinancing with SoFi.com can significantly lower the interest rate on your student loans. Now, many SoFi.com members cut their current rate by as much as half. It saved them thousands. In fact, the average SoFi.com member saves over $19,000. Lots of members use the monthly savings to pay off their loans quicker, getting out of their student loan debt years early. Now, whether you have government or private student loans, SoFi.com can consolidate your loans into one simple loan. And best of all, it takes less than a couple of minutes to find out just how much you can save. All you have to do is go to trysofi.com. Checking your new rate will not affect your credit score. There's never any fees or obligation, and you can start saving thousands by investing just a couple of minutes at trysofi.com. That's trysofi.com. One more time, trysofi.com.
Howdy, this is Jason Byinski with BCR Realty. Mortgage interest rates are still at an all-time low. However, interest rates are predicted to rise soon. Whether buying a home, investment property, rural or commercial property, trust an agent with over 20 years of real estate experience in effectively finding the best property in the shortest period of time. For friendly hometown family service, please contact Jason Byinski with BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at aggielandrealestate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Byinski.
What does over 140 years of insurance experience mean to you? It means knowledgeable people you know and trust helping with insurance decisions, service, and claims. It means excellent relationships with major insurance companies that can help put money back in your pocket. Competitive rates, personal service, and peace of mind. What more can you ask from your insurance agent? Visit ANCO Insurance at the corner of Briarcrest and Villa Maria in Bryan, or call us at 776-ANCO.
WTAW News Time is 7:31. It's 38 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Brazos County Bank. Customer relationships are what we do best. Deep roots, new ideas. Member FDIC and an equal housing lender. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. Most Tuesdays, the regular meeting of the Brazos County Commission is wrapped up in less than 30 minutes. Yesterday, it took seven, and that included a welcome by County Judge Dwayne Peters to a pair of newly elected commissioners and the reply from Steve Aldrich and Nancy Berry.
Thank you, Judge. It's a pleasure and an honor to be here. Look forward to working with all of you together.
Thanks, Steve.
I echo his sentiments. I'm looking forward to it as well.
Okay.
Commission action included naming a new associate county judge to fill the seat held by Glynis Gore, who retired after serving 10 years. Commissioners approved the recommendation of the county's district judges by promoting assistant district attorney Misty Swan. A Texas Tribune article on the plight of wine producers whose crops are being lost to chemicals applied by cotton farmers points out the experiences of the owner of Bryan-based Messinahoff Winery.
Paul Bonarigo says the state's $3 billion wine industry is threatened by chemicals that control weeds and other crops coming from genetically modified seeds.
This year, we're going to be having a lot of genetically modified cotton, sorghum, corn, and other products that use dicamba herbicide and 2,4-D herbicide, which is lethal to a vineyard, and any other broadleaf product like pecans and any other broadleaf.
Bonarigo says in the High Plains of Texas, where most of the state's grapes are grown, the fruit's being developed at the same time chemicals drift from neighboring cotton fields.
So if there's any overdrift of herbicide, it's going to be absorbed in the leaf of the grapevine and first abort the fruit and potentially cause the plant to die.
Bonarigo says chemical companies have developed new versions that are supposed to pose less of a threat, but cotton producers are still buying less expensive formulations that do more damage. Bonarigo says the chemicals used to control weeds in cotton and corn fields also have a negative impact on pecan and peach orchards. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
The state of Texas is now battling the Federal Drug Administration over pentobarbital, the drug used for lethal injection, and the feds have seized a supply of the drug for a curious reason.
A lawsuit filed by the state says the FDA has been withholding a shipment of sodium pentothal for more than 17 months because it's improperly labeled and not approved. The state says the argument is moot because sodium pentothal is not for patient use, it's for execution. The shipment was seized by the FDA at the Texas border in July of 2015. State says it's made the argument that since the drug is for executions, labeling doesn't apply. But the FDA has taken an unreasonable amount of time to issue a final decision. State's tired of waiting and has asked the court to make the FDA release the drug. State is not answering questions about the lawsuit. LP Phillips, TSN News.
15 months of road construction is underway along Highway 6 between the south side of Navasota and the Waller County line. The TxDOT district office in Bryan says the $6 million project means daily lane closures through April of next year. 10 miles of new median crossovers will be built, featuring acceleration and deceleration lanes. On a less traveled road starting next Tuesday, you will not be able to get between Bryan and Iola on Long Trestle Road, which in Grimes County is known as County Road 162. That's because a bridge is being replaced on the Grimes County side of the Navasota River. That project is scheduled for completion, weather permitting, this May. Monday morning's severe thunderstorm and fireworks on New Year's Eve may have frightened your pet into hiding. Aggieland Humane's Leah White on WTAW's The Infomaniac says there are ways to help your pet find their way back home.
If your pet went missing, your cat especially, put its litter box outside, some clothes of yours as well so it smells more like you, and if they've gotten disoriented, they can find their way back home.
As always, White reminds pet owners to microchip their animals. A bill taking aim at celebratory gunfire is expected to be filed during the upcoming legislative session by a Rio Grande Valley lawmaker who was a victim of that this holiday weekend. Weslaco Representative Armando Martinez was struck in the head by a stray bullet fired into the air by a New Year's Eve reveler just after midnight Saturday. He's lucky the wound wasn't worse.
You know, when the doctors tell you, you're very lucky, a little bit more and we wouldn't be having a conversation right now. That's when it kind of opens your eyes and you start thinking of what could have happened and the good thing that it didn't.
He's not sure yet what the legislation will say, but the goal is to ensure it won't happen to anyone else. Two major Texas Supreme Court rulings last year restricted taxpayers from knowing where their money is going. The rulings allow private companies not to disclose tax incentives. Laura Prather of the Texas Freedom of Information Foundation says a bill introduced in the legislature would end those restrictions.
This legislation would plug a hole in the Public Information Act created by last year's court ruling that cut off a wide swath of information. It will allow Texans to view public contracts once again.
It would also overturn a decision that allowed public-private partnerships like economic development agreements to keep their use of taxpayer money secret. WTAW News Time is 7:36. It's 38 degrees. Text us, and thanks to everyone who texted the pictures of the sunrises. You can text us at 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by Brazos County Bank. More news at the top of the hour, or you can go to our website, WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
At Brazos County Bank, we put our customers first. We are big believers in taking the time to get to know each and every one of our customers and their unique banking needs. Building relationships are what we do best. Whether you're in the market for a business or personal loan, let us be your lender and provide you with competitive rates and terms with a fast turnaround. I'm Scott Henniger, Vice President of Brazos County Bank, and I invite you to experience what relationship banking can do for you.
Brazos County Bank, a division of First National Bank of Huntsville, insured by the FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Good morning, it's 7:37. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you this morning by Action Sports, home of the Can-Am Spider and Kawasaki Mule Pro FXT. Stop by and see them yourself at Action Sports, 202 Holloman Drive East. Click on ActionSportsTX.com.
As promised, cooler temperatures have moved in from the north. They're going to remain in place right into the start of the weekend. We're going to be partly sunny overall today with highs somewhere between 50 and 55. Tonight, partly cloudy, 40 to 45. Tomorrow, partial sun. We get to 55 to 60 tomorrow afternoon. Clouds up tomorrow night, 35 to 40. Cloudy, maybe a shower Friday, and cool, 40 to 45. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, Patrick Mahomes of Texas Tech and a number of other players have declared for the NFL draft. We'll take a look at who's heading to the show. Meanwhile, last night, the Texas A&M men's basketball team fell to Kentucky on the road. And in the NBA, the Mavs and the Spurs both earned wins at home. All the details and more coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Oh, Scott.
This is Chelsea's song here, yeah.
There's a man in a Stetson hat, howling like an alley cat, outside my window tonight.
Yes, I was three singing this.
Yeah, no, I'm listening to the lyrics, I'm going, you're three.
I know.
You're three.
About a quarter to nine.
All right, yeah.
I get the feeling that he's never read Romeo and Juliet.
One night stand.
Yeah,
at three.
That's awesome. Yeah.
Here's a hook. I'm that kind of girl. I'm that kind of girl. I ain't the woman in red. I ain't the girl next door. But if some
you're looking for. I'm that
kind of girl. There you go.
It's not even Tuesday.
Yeah, well, I know, yeah. But it's Patty's birthday, Brad.
That's right. That's
today
true.
Is Patty's birthday, and Chelsea had told us earlier that when she was 3 years old. So now,
I was actually, it came out in 1990. Okay. I had it like a cassette, and I still remember it. And I would play that song over and over and over.
So, all right. And you're right. I mean, songs do that. There's not any doubt that we have songs that can elicit responses from when we were younger. Mm-hmm. But why did you have that? Did you hear it on the radio and told your folks you wanted that? Or did you get it as a gift?
Did you
have any idea how
I grew up on country.
All right.
And I remember singing this song with my dad, which I feel like makes it even more inappropriate. But if you know my dad, it's fine. I don't know if that was something maybe they already had it in the house and I just heard it. Yeah. Who knows?
Well, when I started, I went, oh, I remember that song.
Yeah.
Sure. Yeah. And it was catchy. It's a well-written song.
Yep.
It is. All right. So anyways, that's Patty's, it's her birthday today, and that was Chelsea's groove song when she was 3, so.
You made my day.
There you
Thanks
are. That's
Scott.
Kind of fun.
Thanks,
that's
Scott.
It. All right, so today is trivia day, by the way. Today is trivia day, and so here you go. The 7 largest countries in the world take up half of the world's surface. Okay, 7 largest countries, half the world's surface.
Okay.
Uh-huh. The Vatican Bank is the world's only bank that has an ATM that users can perform their transactions in Latin. Jacuzzi is a brand name. The company also produces toilets and mattresses. And Pez flavors that didn't make it. Coffee, eucalyptus, menthol, and flour.
Flour?
Spelled with a W, not the F-L-O-U.
Oh, but, I was like, either way.
Oh, gross.
Yeah. I used to collect Pezzes. I had a ton of them.
Oh, is that right? Did you?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was a deal. That's for sure. Yeah. The little dispensers, and it's kind of fun stuff.
Yeah.
So we'll see that on Traveling Roadshow in like 50 years, right?
Yeah,
have your
right.
Pez dispensers out there. All right, so here's, I guess, trivia. What item is the best-selling item on the Jack in the Box menu? What item is the best-selling item?
Ooh.
All right, go ahead and lay it on us.
It's tacos.
It is. It's tacos.
Those deep-fried tacos.
Now, I want you to think about that. I mean, as I'm reading this article this morning, there's an article this morning in the Wall Street Journal about this kind of love-hate relationship.
Yeah, with
that
the taco.
Jack-in-the-Box tacos. Because Jack-in-the-Box tacos, presume most folks, at least at some point in your life, when your digestive system was much younger, could handle these things.
This is one of those where your digestive tracker app would probably alert.
Yep. Yeah, it'd probably be useless because you'd probably know.
Yeah,
and Russell Adams has written an article in the paper today about that, and he grudgingly talks about the success of this. It's clear from the way that he writes it, the entire tone of the article.
Mm-hmm.
A tortilla wrapped around a beef filling. A beef filling.
A beef-like filling,
That's right. That is then dunked in a fryer and topped with American cheese, lettuce, and hot sauce.
But see, I think all of that stuff comes in the taco before it's deep fried.
Exactly.
So you're deep frying lettuce.
It started in the 1950s when Jack in the Box opened their first store in San Diego, and as it spread across and out of California, they took the tacos with them because it was a pretty popular thing. And again, if you're talking the 50s, there are a lot of places in America that had never had tacos before.
Mm-hmm.
And sadly, this is what they think the taco is.
Yeah.
They talk about a lady who had bought a taco for 99, two tacos for 99 cents. Mm-hmm. Excuse me, two tacos for 99 cents.
Yeah.
She took two bites, threw the rest on the passenger seat, and kept driving. She said it was stale, greasy, spicy, crunchy, saucy, just kind of strange.
That's the best part.
Two minutes later, she picks the taco up off the seat and finishes it.
Yeah.
That's what to do.
Oh, I used to be able to crush like 10 of those things back in my younger days. I would just sit there and eat them in my shame.
It's
all about the cheese, really.
Yeah.
And believe it or not, they're actually better with ketchup on them.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah.
Well, they are made in three plants. In Texas and Kansas, where the tortillas are made from stone ground white corn, cut, cooked, filled with the meat mixture, as they call it.
The meat mixture.
They then shrink wrap it, freeze it, and eventually ship it to stores to be fried, topped with your whatevers and put in their taco bags. They sell 554 million tacos a year.
Ew.
They sell half a billion tacos a year.
Man, how do you feel if you're a taco shop?
Yeah.
You know, Jack in the Box is kicking our butts.
Yep, you're right. Now, model Chrissy Teigen, is that her name?
Yes, Chrissy Teigen.
Longtime Jack in the Box fan. Became flustered in 2015 when her delivery order of two Jack in the Box tacos never arrived. At one point in a Twitter rant, she accused an employee of food delivery company of eating her order on the way.
She's funny.
I'm sorry, they're just so good.
There you go. So that's it. And again, that's the best selling item.
Wow.
On the Jack in the Box menu. Hmm. All right, so now do we need to do this thing about the smart hairbrush?
Yeah, because, let's do it.
Again, how long have you had hair?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Sorry, Brad.
Thanks.
How long have you had
Neither
hair?
Neither of us need this, Scott.
That's true. Yes, sir. I take care of mine very, very, yes. Yeah, do everything I can. Cosmetics giant L'Oreal has hooked up with a tech company to develop a smart hairbrush that is designed to keep your scalp at its best. Apparently inspired by people's tendency to brush their hair too forcefully, causing long-term damage. The brush comes packed with tech that includes a microphone that can listen to the sound of your hair to offer insights on frizziness.
The sound of your hair.
A gyroscope capable of analyzing your brushing patterns to measure the force that you apply when unknotting your mane, and a conductivity sensor that helps determine if your hair is wet or dry.
Because you can't tell.
No. All this data is pushed to a smartphone app, crunches it along with your local weather information to give you tips on how to best care for your hair.
Here's the alert. It's humid. It doesn't matter what you do.
Mm-hmm. So I'm just saying it's out there. It's available.
Oh. Does it have a price tag?
You really want to go there? Do you really want to go there? Yes, they do.
How much are these people paying for this brush to tell them you're brushing too hard?
It's over $100,
okay.
But it's under $200.
So what
which
is
means
it?
It's probably $190 is what I'm thinking.
Yeah.
So there
yeah.
you go. It's there for you if that's what you want to do. If you can't figure out. See, this is the kind of people we're raising.
Yeah.
I don't know how to brush my hair.
Here.
Oh, let me get an app.
Yeah.
For over $150 bucks, and it'll tell me what to do.
Here's Pastor Paul from Life Church speaking about boundaries.
When something is valuable to us, we place a boundary around it. We put up fences, lock up our valuables, and as parents, we set guidelines for our children. If something is valuable, God places a boundary around it. The gospel says that you have value because the cross has made you valuable. When God says no, we learn to trust that he is always saying yes to something better.
Explore more about boundaries at Life Church, Sunday mornings at 10:20. Visit lifechurchonline.net.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. It's 7:47. We're in the WC Tractor Studio, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer in Bryan College Station. Gonna have a freeze this weekend. Just giving you a heads up there, okay?
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
If you're living with psoriasis, you can live clear. X-Track Light Treatment is available locally, exclusively at Childs Dermatology. This treatment is clinically proven to slow and reverse the growth of psoriatic cells with virtually no side effects. Patients achieve 95% clearance and prolonged remission. X-Track Light Treatment is covered by most major insurance plans. So call Child's Dermatology to schedule your X-Track Light treatments and start to live clear. Call 979-696-4444 or visit childsdermatology.com.
Yesterday, we talked about people who are unwilling to change in order to improve their lives. If that describes your loved one, you may be wondering how to encourage them to get moving. Hi, this is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. Let's face it, change can be scary. Fear of stepping into the unknown is often greater than the pain of current circumstances. It can also be a struggle against negative thinking that deflates one's sense of self-worth. They may really believe they can't change or that they don't deserve good things. So what should you do? Well, be open to giving advice, but understand that people who resist change look for excuses, not solutions. So they'll likely be quick to present arguments about why your suggestions simply won't work. And keep in mind that in the end, you can't make someone change. It's why counselors often say your most important responsibility is to maintain appropriate boundaries. Otherwise, you may invest so much of yourself into your loved one's problems that it becomes counterproductive. So be careful you're not enabling them to remain stuck. The hard truth is they probably won't change until the pain of standing still outweighs the pain of moving forward. So love them, encourage them, and offer appropriate help. But don't work harder on someone's life than they're willing to invest themselves. And I encourage you to discuss your situation with one of our counselors by calling 1-800, the letter A and the word family. Or visit FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield. And take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-785-9132. That's 800-785-9132. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-785-9132.
Good morning, I'm Brad Mitchell with a look at your WTAW Sports. It's 7:51. In college football, Texas junior quarterback Patrick Mahomes II, who was the nation's leading passer this season, announced yesterday that he's entering the NFL draft.
It was a very hard decision. The love for Texas Tech and the program's future that I know is on the upscale. It's something that it was a very, very hard decision for me.
Mahomes finished number one in the FBS in total offense for the second consecutive season. He said he received a second-round grade from the NFL Draft Advisory Committee. Other college football players declaring for the draft, Oklahoma running back Samaje Perine says he'll forego his senior season and enter the NFL. He became the school's all-time leading rusher during Monday's Sugar Bowl win over Auburn, finishing with 4,122 yards. Tennessee defensive end Derek Barnett and wide receiver Josh Malone are also planning to enter the draft, as are Florida cornerback Quincy Wilson and offensive tackle David Sharp. Elsewhere in college football, Minnesota has fired coach Tracy Clays. The decision comes just 2 weeks after the football program became embroiled in a standoff with the administration over the suspension of 10 players in connection with allegations of sexual assault. The Golden Gophers went 9-4 this season and beat Washington State in the Holiday Bowl. And former Indiana coach Kevin Wilson is expected to be named offensive coordinator at Ohio State after meeting with head coach Urban Meyer yesterday. Indiana athletic director Kevin Glass accepted Wilson's resignation last month, citing philosophical differences, but added there were no compliance issues involved in the decision. In A&M men's basketball, Malik Monk scored 26 points, De'Aaron Fox had 15, and Kentucky rode an early 15-0 run to cruise past the Aggies 100-58 last night. The Aggs fell to 8-5 on the season and 0-2 in SEC play. They next return to the hardwood to take on South Carolina at Colonial Life Arena on Saturday. Tip-off is set for 12:30 p.m. with pregame getting underway at noon, and you can catch the action on News Talk 1620 WTAW. Meanwhile, it was an exciting one in Lubbock.
Kick out, Livingston, left corner, three, bang! 4 seconds, 3, 2, down the right sideline, Carter for the win! He missed it! He missed it!
Anthony Livingston hit a three-pointer from the corner with 4.6 seconds left in overtime to give Texas Tech a 77-76 victory over West Virginia last night. Javon Carter missed a desperation three for the Mountaineers, who had won 8 straight. In the NFL, Houston Texans coach Bill O'Brien says Brock Osweiler will start at quarterback on Saturday against the Raiders in their wild card game. The Texans take on the Raiders at 3:30 on Saturday at NRG, and you can catch the action on Sports Radio 1150 in the Zone 102.7 FM. Meanwhile, first-year eligibles LaDainian Tomlinson, Jason Taylor, and Brian Dawkins are among 15 modern-era finalists for the Pro Football Hall of Fame. In the NBA,
rebound, Aldridge tipped it over to Danny Green. Here's Parker behind the back dribble, into the front court. Left corner three, Leonard. Kawhi not from Tony Parker.
Kawhi Leonard had 25 points. LaMarcus Aldridge added 23, and the San Antonio Spurs beat Toronto 110-82 last night, holding the Raptors to their lowest score of the season. San Antonio dominated a matchup of teams with the second-best record in each conference, leading by as many as 34 points. And in Dallas,
popping out Williams from left to right to the top, back to Curry. Curry on the move, cut off by Wall. To Williams straight away, back to Curry. Got a screen from Powell for three. He hits. 16 for Seth Curry, and a timeout taken by Scott Brooks.
Harrison Barnes scored 26 points, and Deron Williams added 21 as the Dallas Mavericks rallied to beat the Washington Wizards 113-105 last night. Devin Harris had 17 points and Seth Curry 16 for the Mavericks. Williams, Harris, and Curry each hit 4 three-pointers as Dallas made 17 of 32 from long range. And that's a look at your sports update. I'm Brad Mitchell on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
At Zornemann Flooring, we love helping turn your house into a home. From floors to showers and even backsplashes, we have a wide selection of all leading brands. Need help with colors and designs? We can help with that too. Whether you are building a new home or remodeling your existing, we are here to help. Oh, and P.S., our prices are pretty great too. Find us at the corner of Boonville and Wildfire Drive in Bryan or at zfloors.net. Zornemann Flooring, where it's our pleasure to make you happy.
The next time you look for a business equipment dealership that can provide your organization with reliable, cost-effective solutions for your next copier, scanner, or printer, CTWP wants to be your copier company. CTWP represents the very best equipment manufacturers, including Canon, Konica-Minolta, Kyocera, Lanier, and Lexmark. Join thousands of Texas businesses who call CTWP their copier company. CTWP, 779-2998, or visit us at ctwp.com.
At Team Ford, they're your hometown dealer. For over 20 years, they've served their customers with honesty, integrity, and pride for all their vehicle needs. They treat their customers like family. Their goal is to build relationships that grow so that your children and grandchildren know where to buy their next vehicle. Come by and check out their extensive selection of big city inventory at a small price. If you or anyone you know are looking for a new or pre-owned vehicle, come to Team Ford, where you always get a nice price.
Now, 3 minutes till News Talk 1620 WTAW. So it's trivia day. So we'll give you some more trivia in the next hour. In the meantime, it was about a year ago that we found out that there really is something called being hangry.
Yes.
If you have not eaten in a while, it's no joke. It is a real phenomenon. Research pointed to the idea that being hangry is legit. The lower your blood sugar gets, the less fuel your brain has to function, and while you can handle all that critical brain task like breathing and seeing and stuff, the more complex things like turning a bickering argument about the dishes into constructive conversation, not really that easy.
Yeah.
And
it's just like those Snickers commercials.
That's exactly right. That's what they did, is they took that, and actually that was more than a year ago when they started doing those. Remember that Betty White did one? Right?
Yeah, anyway, she did.
The result is you deal with little things more impulsively, which causes you to get angry easier. So hangry is a real thing. Just be ready for that.
Oh, and just a correction real quick. I said Texas quarterback Patrick Mahomes. Texas Tech quarterback is what he is.
Texas probably wishes they did.
Yeah.
So just to put you ahead of the game so that you know that the birthday of the iPhone is coming up on January the 9th, okay?
Oh.
It's going to be 10 years old.
Wow.
Steve Jobs introduced it January the 9th, 2007. Apple's iPhone wasn't the first iPhone. Before Apple ever released the iPhone, Cisco Systems had originally patented the name. That's pretty tricky.
Huh.
In fact, they sued Apple for calling its smartphone an iPhone. Both companies reached a settlement. iPhone was Time Magazine's 2007 Invention of the Year. And back when the iPhone was being developed, its code name was Purple.
Hmm.
iPhone developers even called their section in the Apple headquarters the Purple Dorm.
Ooh.
So they couldn't talk about that.
Just interesting.
Letting you know. All right, eye problems, accidents involving eye injuries. Here are numbers from, 2015. They don't have 2016 yet. So 2015. Vacuum cleaners cause 776 eye injuries every year.
Yikes.
Toilets, 325. Washing machines, 152. Other things that cause eye injuries. Doormats.
What?
Drinking fountains.
What are these people doing?
This one's scary. Fondue pots.
Oh.
Watch out.
Yikes.
The fork or the fondue pot?
I'm thinking the oil.
Yeah, probably so.
A little too hot.
Pacifiers, vending machines, aquariums, and 6 yearly eye injuries are given to grocery carts.
Wow.
Grocery cart.
Why is there eye by
those
there?
Exactly.
What are you doing?
Maybe kids,
I guess? I don't know. Either that or if you're bending over to pick up the can of beans you're driving, maybe you could do that.
Yeah.
Ow. All right. Here's our weather, and it's going to be kind of January-ish. It's brought to you this morning by Skyline Communications, in business for your business since 1981. Call Skyline Communications at 775-2929. It will be sunny today. 51 is going to be our high. Tomorrow it's 60. And then 41 on Friday, and it'll freeze Friday night and Saturday night. 38 now, WTAW College Station. Brought